Mr. President, then you haven't met April Ryan.
And for the Ellen, Roland Martin, White House correspondent.
Yes.
For AURN, April Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. And would you believe there's a new study out showing cheaters prefer to have love affairs at Morton's the Steakhouse.
You know why?
Why?
The lighting is perfect for cheating, man.
You know what, Jay? Jay, you may be right, but the study comes from the Extramarital Affairs website, AshleyMadison.com. And with us today is Dr. Rachel Ross, a family doctor and sexologist, to help us understand the whys of those cheating ways at a steakhouse. Well, Dr. Ross, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Dr. Ross, first of all, Jay is right. You know, talk to us as to why a steakhouse.
Why a steakhouse? Well, Morton's was number one, but some of the other things on the list were Ruth Chris, were Chili's, you know, so
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. So what you notice is they're all chain restaurants. They're all fairly close to where a hotel or a motel could be, and they're all popular places. So what you can do is say, well, if someone sees you there, because the lighting is important, but if someone does see you there, you can claim it was a business meeting, you can claim it was a friend, you can claim you guys just stopped there after work. And the most interesting thing about the survey showed that all of the Mortons that people were going to were within 20 miles of the house. So people aren't going very far.
They weren't even putting the work in to go anywhere.
Yes. Somebody got to put on driveway out.
Gas to cheat is expensive enough, so who needs extra gas? That's true.
But seriously, I mean, the mindset, a steakhouse, I mean, we've heard from, what's her name, the lady who does the show Millionaire Matchmaker. She says if you want to find a man, go to a steakhououse because you know they have money. So
Patty Stanger, yeah.
Yes, yeah, Patty Stanger. So I guess is the thought that I'm spending money on you because steak is not cheap.
Well, I think that adds something to it, definitely, because when men are cheating, most of them have realized that the time-old tradition is that you got to spend a little money to get a little. So going to Morton's Steakhouse, you know, Morton's
is not cheap.
A lot
of money to get a little. I don't know who put that up. Go ahead.
A lot of money to get a little, Dr. Rachel.
I'm sorry, Jay. Times have changed. It's gotten way cheaper, you know? It's almost free these days, but guys who are kind of traditional do spend some money.
Where's the free?
Well, Dr. Ross, we need to find out the stats on men cheating versus women cheating as well.
That's what I want
to
know.
Great question. Well, you know, everybody seems to think that men are such dogs and men are doing all the cheating, but actually women are cheating just as much as guys are. Yes, they are. You know, the difference in statistics is 19% of women admit it and 23% of guys, and I think the difference there is that women are better at lying, and so women can keep a secret for longer than guys can, and they just don't get caught as much. So I really do think it is about equal. In the clinic, in life, with friends, everything. If you notice, women cheat just as much as guys. So we got to first get that off
you
the table.
You do?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Who sets things afire more, men or women?
Well, women come in blazing. They come in blazing and shut it down. And when you ask guys who don't cheat why they don't, they're afraid of the fire. They are afraid that she is going to shut it down. So that's one of the main reasons men.
Not that he loves her and would never think about it. He's just afraid of the consequences.
That too, so.
I wish I could say that that was the number one reason, but no, fear of God is the number one reason.
So we get from this, if you want to find out if your spouse, mate, or whatever is cheating, go to a steakhouse.
Go to Morton's. Look at
Morton's, P.F. Chang's, Cheesecake Factory, all the above.
Even Chili's.
Well,
Chili's. Because two-for-one special. You know, 2 for $30.
That's a cheaper date.
Yeah. That's
well,
Jay.
Dr. Rachel
now I'm
gonna Ross.
I'm going to switch up to Taco Bell because there ain't nobody in there.
They all in the drive-thru.
They all in the drive-thru.
Well, guys, we just heard from Dr. Rachel Ross. Dr. Ross, thank you so much for giving us that perspective.
My pleasure. Follow me on Twitter for some more cheating information.
All right.
All right, April.